The argument that there needs to be more regulation of these institutions is frankly ludicrous if you look at how they were regulated before. One of the reasons, in fact, the primary reason we have this Dodd-Frank rule is that many people felt there had to be a response to the 2008 financial crisis. The government put forward a study on the financial crisis. There were disputed results in the study, but one of the interesting facts of Dodd-Frank is that the study on what caused the crisis was released after the law was created. I think what the law really was a political response to many political objectives and not to the financial crisis, and therefore it will probably fail to ameliorate any future crisis to come. The most evident thing that emerges from Dodd-Frank is that two components of government policy involve Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the two big agencies that are involved in mortgages in the United States, and neither of those are addressed in Dodd-Frank. So if you were going to say that housing had something to do with the crisis and there are two government entities that had a huge amount to do with the crisis, at the very least the law could do would be to address those entities. And in fact, they're left out. Glass-Steagall was a law that was created in the 1930s that did a very interesting thing. It tried to segregate risk. It tried to take much of the risky assets and put it in one form of financial institution. And then it tried to take the rest, the safer assets, and put it in banks. Much of Glass-Steagall had already fallen apart by the time it was formally repealed. And it was destroyed because of monetary and fiscal policy in the 60s. So you see that when you put in these very, very restrictive rules, however well-intentioned they are, they require a lot of things to operate successfully. And I don't think any of the people in the 1960s who were involved in Great Society programs were really thinking about the consequences on bank law when they enacted the kind of programs they did. But in fact, they did enact those programs, inflation did increase, bank structure was compromised, laws were put in place to ameliorate that, and you did come up with the kind of hodgepodge system that was finally formally dispensed with in the late 1990s. But by the time Glass-Steagall was eliminated, banks were involved in almost all the risky activities that would lead to the explosive activities of the 2007 and 8 and 2009. Many people have argued that finance needed more regulation. That's just frankly untrue. The fact is the financial institutions of America were supervised prior to the crisis by any number of entities. The fact is they did a terrible job, and the fact is many of those institutions have been given more authority in the aftermath of the crisis, and there's no evidence that they knew how to do the job they were doing beforehand. So the argument that there needs to be more regulation of these institutions is frankly ludicrous if you look at how they were regulated before. I think there's growing understanding of how terrible this law really is. The single most indicting read on Dodd-Frank is to read Dodd-Frank itself. I'm going to say it will either be overtly repealed, or secondly, it will be effectively repealed. It will be effectively repealed because the rules that will be created under Dodd-Frank will be so arcane, will be so difficult, will be so tangled, will become such a maze of bizarre provisions that their effect will not be any law that is really Dodd-Frank. That whatever you think Dodd-Frank will be about, it will not be about in reality. And therefore, it will be effectively repealed. The problem with the debate on Dodd-Frank now is people take broad topics. Like there are provisions in Dodd-Frank called consumer protection. And they sound quite sanguine when you say consumer protection. It's just two words. But if you read the consumer protection provisions, you realize it has very little to do with consumer protection and all sorts of things to do with other sorts of interests that will not help anyone. So I hope it becomes a nuanced political debate where politicians actually look at provisions and they put in front of the American public all the bizarre things that are happening in this long law. I think if people saw those bizarre provisions, then the law would be killed, and that would be merciful for not only America, but for the world.